This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering & Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home. Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I've bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Long lead out to Brandewey. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewey.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right by Mesher, whisking and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay. Good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in. And Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player open to left. And driving to the rim, Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summer Hoing to Ariel Heitkamp. And the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewey of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Messer come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls with the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer of Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favorite team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York, they open up the area of the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier, high left, got it, got it. Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Mudd into 28. Woo, that was a bomb, that was deep.
Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders, in a really good second half here today.
At 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent, the three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, it's the third week of December, and high school basketball is kicking into high gear. And we've got action for you tonight from here at Anna on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Anna Rockets in their second game of the season host the Botkins Trojans. Anna 1-0, a win over Houston, 1-0 thus in the Shelby County Athletic League. Botkins 4-1 overall, 2-1 in Shelby County Athletic League play. It's game number 6 for Botkins, game number 2 for Anna. Chuck, I'll bring you in right away. What kind of a difference does that make here mid-December? Anna, a late start to hoops because of the great run in basketball, all the way to the regional championship versus Coldwater.
Yeah, they had a great football season, and I think what it does most is these kids still don't have their basketball conditioning. They don't have their basketball legs. There's a big difference between playing football and playing basketball. Botkins has the advantage of playing 6 games, so I think early is going to show, and we'll see how it goes. But Botkins, when we watched them against Rushi the other night, they had 3 really good quarters. Then you just ran out of steam.
Yeah, Rushi outpointed Botkins 12-0 at the start of the fourth, and it was curtains.
That was the end of it, but I'll tell you what, they played them close until then.
Yeah, Rushi is very, very good defensively. You hear all about the Rushi Raiders and the scoring potential they've got. Yes, they do, but defensively, from baseline to baseline, outstanding. And Rushi's defense proved its worth against Botkins. The game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com, 57-38. Rushi won it. That is Botkins' only setback in 5 tilts. The Trojans have wins over Calvary Christian, 67-34. Riverside, 70-57. Defeated Fort Loramie on the road on December 6th at the Redskins gym, 62-59, double overtime. And this past Friday down Fairlawn by a final score of 66-44. Botkins a year ago under fourth-year head coach Phil Groves, 18-7. 10-2 in the Shelby County Athletic League, might have overachieved a little bit. Anna, perhaps, a year ago in SCAL play, might have underachieved a fraction. Losing twice did Anna to Botkins. Did defeat Rushi. The first of 2 Rushi losses suffered right here. Anna won at 52-48. Anna is so capable, seemingly year in, year out, of beating anybody at any time. You just don't know when. Anna's going to play a game that's A++++. And on that night here, a year ago, Anna defeated Rushi. Rockets certainly with a lot of potential coming back. Good scoring all over the floor. Nate Barhorse clubs usually overachieve. Well, year in, year out.
Yeah, he's an excellent basketball coach, and the kids love him. They go out there and play hard for him. Yeah, you noted you got Evan Myers, you got Thoreau's, and you got Chappie, Alex Chappie. You got 3 names right there. 3 kids that are all capable of scoring in a varsity basketball game.
Anna 14-10 1 year ago, 8-4 in the SCAL. 6-game winning streak overlapping January and February last season. As I mentioned, Anna did lose 2 times to Botkins, 50-49 in the last second of the game here one season ago. Anna dropped the tilt at Bodkins, 52-37. Anna lost seven games last year with 26 points and had leads in third and fourth quarters of games. The tournament setback we covered down at North Pine.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
Anna had a double-digit lead early on, fourth quarter, still led by three possessions with a couple minutes to go, lost by three. That game was emblematic somewhat of the entire season. Anna was 14-10 very easily. Chuck could have been 20-4.
Yeah, well, I mean, they had the talent, and they were in all the games that we covered. That win they had against Rushi here, they came back, and their defense was outstanding that night.
Yep,
and it was a huge milestone victory for Nate Barhorst. So that was a fun night. You know, I don't really root for anybody. All good coaches, all good guys, but you know, sometimes it's fun when you see somebody exceed, you know, expectations like that.
The Rockets blew the roof off the Anna gym on that night, beating Rushi by four. This is an important game in SCAL action. Anna wants to hold home court. It's game two in the league for Anna. It's game four in the SCAL for Bodkins. Standings, Rushi 3-0 in the league, 5-0 overall. Anna, one zip in league play, 1-0 on the season, the victory over Houston. Bodkins 2-1 in the league, 4-1 in the season. Fort Loramie 1-1, 2-3. Fairlawn 1-2, 2-3. Jackson Center has the setback to Rushi in conference play. Jackson Center 2-1 on the year. Houston 0-3 in the league and 1-3 on the season. A quick look at the SCAL here in mid-December before Christmas. JV game is a very good clash. Fourth quarter just underway, 36-34. Make it 36-35. Free throw made by Bodkins. Anna up one. Two very good-looking preliminary game. What am I trying to say? Two good JV squads.
That's perfect. Yeah, Bodkins against Rushi was up 20-3, and then they let it all get away. They just couldn't score. But boy, I'm watching them tonight. They've got some talent, and then on the Anna side, they got a freshman out there. I can't say his name. 21.
Logan Ziegenbusch.
Yeah, I like him. He's showing me some stuff tonight.
I think he could be a future quarterback on the gridiron.
Okay.
But, boy, price of admission really worth it for this preliminary game here tonight at Bodkins, or I should say at Anna. Rockets up a point, 36-35. 6.5 to go in the third quarter of action, or I should say the fourth. My mistake, fourth quarter, 1-point lead Anna in our JV contest. We'll return with more pregame in just a few minutes. It's Anna Bodkins tonight, boys action, Shelby County Athletic League on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers' convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life.
and ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi for Sales and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And welcome back here to Anna, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. 5 minutes left in our JV tilt. It's been a fine contest. 44-38, Anna in the lead by 6 over Botkins. Just over 5 to play. Trojans are shooting technical free throws at the moment. Down to 6, now down to 5. Francis Schulze and Rushi offers the winning combination of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components for sure. For the Botkins Trojans, young man by the name of Dosek needs to have a good one. Colin was held at 2 by Rushi. He's had games this year of 22, 21, and 26. Meanwhile, Anna in its lone game got a nice 19-point performance from Brady Winning, the 6'4 junior. Winning and Dosek will be relied on tonight, and we'll see what kind of support they get. Key components for this game this evening. And they open the doors to success for both Anna and Bodkins. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulte will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every single space in your home. Thank you, Ken, Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte and Ruschi. Well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Hello, Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney, a fine sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. It's your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Wisebridge, phone 937-518-1776. Our many services include retirement planning, wealth planning, risk management, estate planning, proactive tax planning, and social security planning. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney on Russell Road. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776. That's 518-1776. 44-42 in favor of Anna over Bodkins. 3 minutes, 23 seconds left in our JV tilt. Varsity game coming up shortly thereafter. Anna home to Bodkins tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. I'd like to remind you about the mission of the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. It's to provide eligible vets and their families with those benefits to which they may be entitled under federal, state, and local law. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission takes those steps necessary to ensure that a well-trained staff is available to advise and assist vets, their dependents, and the widow and orphans of those vets who, by virtue of their honorable service in the U.S. military, may be entitled to benefits provided by the Department of Veterans Affairs or any other benefit under federal, state, or local law. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission is available for you at 133 South Ohio in Sydney. 133 South Ohio in Sydney. Phone number 498-7282. 498-7282. Staggered start for the Shelby County Athletic League, Chuck, on the boys' side this year because of Anna's late run in football all the way to the regional championship against Coldwater. And as you noted several minutes ago, these Anna Rockets will be changing their legs, so to speak, from the gridiron to the hardwood.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in football, your conditioning is you play for like 10, 15 seconds on a play, and then you go back to the huddle.
Yep.
So you get a chance to get a little breather.
Yep.
In basketball, if you're getting breathers like that, you're in trouble.
Very well put. These two teams excel at man-to-man. The league does throughout, top to bottom. And these two clubs will throw the basketball 50, 60 feet down the floor. They will take a fast break when it becomes available. And it might take 55, 57 points for the winner tonight. Pretty good luck by me in that Botkins-Rushi game at the Rushi gym. I said the winner would have to get 55. Well, Rushi in the end didn't have to get 55.
They overachieved.
But they got 57.
Yep.
I was only 2 points off. I'm not going to trust my luck tonight. I'm going to hang my hat a little lower. I'm going to say 52. 52 for the winner tonight.
Yeah, I think both teams will play some good defense. But if Anna's got to get a good start and shoot the ball well, and winning is their guy. Man, I loved watching him last year as a sophomore. He's going to be a talent in this league.
Yep, and Wenning was a winner in game one for Anna this year. He pumped in 19 points in the Rockets' lone game so far, a triumph, 61-23 over Houston. A proud sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Lauderdale. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business that began in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And the legacy continues today with many of the great grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes who are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Laramie, energy for today and tomorrow. So many thanks to Keaton Metz, Athletic Director at Anna, for rolling out the red carpet once again here for ScoresBroadcast.com. Thanks so much, Keaton, and we will be pitching a tent here at Anna during the basketball season. Thank you so much. 46-44, Botkins leads Anna very late in our JV game. It's a good one. It doesn't need to go overtime.
No, we don't want that.
It's already a very good game. We don't need an extra four-minute session. We'll have even more time to kill before the varsity tilt.
You have to listen to us. That's your problem. So you're hoping for no overtime also.
Back in a few minutes, it's Anna and Botkins tonight. Boys, Shelby County League play here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Laramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerrys.com.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Well, we're down to the final 14 seconds in our JV game. Anna JV's down by two. Botkin just made one of two free throws to extend the lead from a point to a field goal. Anna just drove the length of the court, had a shot blocked in the lane, and fouled over the back on the rebound. Did Anna Botkins has the two-shot situation at the other end, up a two with 8.1 to go. If both of these are made by the Trojans, Owen Zimfer, Botkins will have put this game away, but he missed shot number one. Zimfer, a 6'4" junior, is at the line with the second of two free throws for the Botkins JV team, which leads 49-47, 8.1 to go. He makes the second three-point lead. Anna's got to shoot a three and make it to stretch this game into an overtime session. This, by the way, is bonus coverage. There you go, here on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna across midcourt, and we've got a foul against Botkins about five dribbles over the center line, and it's ruled to be on a pass attempt or during a shot.
Oh, this shot is going to be three free throws right here. What a silly foul. He was on the other side of the volleyball line.
I have not officially seen the signal from the officiating crew, and the game could be resting on this call. Was it a pass? Was it a shot? Looked like the Anna player was attempting to shoot.
It was a shot.
Yep, three free throws for Anna. And at the charity line for the Anna Rockets, I think, is Logan Ziegenbusch.
It's Platfoot.
My mistake.
Ryland Platfoot.
It is Ryland Platfoot. It's 21 and not 20, and he makes it.
He's got 16 now. He's had a nice game.
And it's 50-48. Botkins up two. Botkins calls a timeout to try to ice the free throw shooter. Platfoot for Anna. Two-point lead, Botkins. 2.8 to go here in the fourth quarter of the JV game. It's been a dandy. May not top this preliminary tilt all year in SCAL boys action, Chuck.
Well, Anna kept pushing out to 4 and 6 point leads, and Botkins kept coming back. They took the lead by two, three or four times, and they got the 2 point lead right now. I mean, it's been uphill for them, but boy, they have battled.
It's coming down to free throws. Anna with two to tie. Botkins only made two of their last four.
Yeah.
And that hurt the Trojans. Could have put the game away. Botkins could have. And here in the end, with 2.8 to go. Flat-footed the stripe for Anna. Two more free throws coming. Fouled while shooting a three. He swishes the second, and it's a one-point game, 50-49. If he makes this, we are very likely headed to OT, and that will extend our pregame segment before the varsity game forever here on Scores Broadcast. And you can tell by the roar of the Anna crowd, the shot from flat foot is good. It hit the front rim, the backboard, soft touch. He nestled it through, and it's 50-50, and we go to an overtime in our JV game.
Nice job of standing up there. He never flinched, never moved off the free throw line. As a coach, I love to see that. He just stood up there and kept his elbow in and knocked all three of them down. All three of them were good from the time they left his hand.
I tell you what, I'd like to know what the mental formula was there for Ryland Flatfoot, because he needs to bottle up that prescription and make some money off of it and sell it to other players. He was cool as a cucumber at the stripe.
He's got 18 now, and he's had a terrific game.
Three free throws by Ryland Flatfoot of Anna tie up this game at 50-50. We head to an OT bonus coverage, JV basketball, here on scoresbroadcast.com on this Tuesday night.
Do I get overtime, or is that... how's this work?
Who knows? Bodkins and Anna varsity clubs are so evenly matched, Chuck, that we might have a 50-50 four-quarter even score at the end of the varsity game, and we might have an extra session after it as well. Hey, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the entire area. Barker can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or make a phone call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Barker Insurance, it is number one. Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. 3 minute OT session, not four. 4 minutes for varsity games, right, Chuck?
Correct.
Yep. I corrected myself there when I saw the scoreboard light up 3 minutes. 50-50 tie in our JV game, and we are 30 seconds into the extra period. Anna shooting a couple free throws. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children, too. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style, you will smile. Beautiful hair with beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Owner and stylist is Deb Gubo. Stylists are Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday. Handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. It's our experience and your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. And one of our fine new Rushi sponsors is A&M Pallet on Rangeline Road in Rushi, which 4 decades ago began its business with one large customer. That was the A&M Pallet unique brand back in 1986, just a single customer. Today, 200 businesses across the Buckeye State are served by A&M Pallet. A&M Pallet, pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on its first shift Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Just message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093, 295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. We'll take a break and come back and possibly have a final score for you from our JV game tonight, 51-50, Anna over Bodkins. 90 seconds left in overtime on Scores Broadcast
Wygant.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
The Plaza in Botkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to cleanup, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are especially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Hello once again. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Welcome back to Anna. A delay in the start of our high school basketball game here tonight between Anna and Bodkins. Anna delayed in starting its basketball campaign because of football. Only one hoops game under the Anna boys' belt so far. That a win over Houston. A delayed start to her varsity tilt tonight because our JV game is in overtime. A half minute to go. Anna leads Bodkins by a score of 54-50. It got to OT because Anna's Ryland Platfoot, a 5'11 sophomore, sank three free throws under pressure with 2.8 to go in regulation to knot the score and force the extra session.
He did, and I'll tell you what, the foul that he got fouled on was at least 35 feet out.
Yep.
He might have made it. I mean, he's a heck of a shooter, but I think I would have let him shoot that than letting him up there and make free throws.
Right. It was the proper call.
There was absolutely
no controversy whatsoever. An excellent call made out on the floor by Mr. Allen, the referee, who does an excellent job.
He should be ready for varsity basketball very soon.
Oh, I think he's been ready between you and me. Yeah, he excels among the JV officials. 54-52, Bodkin just made two free throws. 23 seconds to go. Anna's in the half court. Bodkins will have to foul. And we've got a collision at side court. Nearly a steal by Bodkins. Foul on the Trojans. 16.5 left. Anna Rockets will be at the stripe with the chance to put this game away, although I better not say that because Bodkins had a chance to put it away in the final half minute, but only went 2 of 4 at the free throw line at the end of regulation. Anna now leads 55-52 with 16.5 left in the JV game, which has been a superb contest. Those who got here early tonight for this varsity game are seeing one heck of a JV tilt between the Rockets and the Trojans. And Anna's up 4, 56-52, 13 seconds left. Anna just must make sure it doesn't foul. And the Rockets do commit a personal, scrambling for a loose ball.
Yep. Well, it's hard to fault a kid for making a hustle play to try to go get a loose ball. But the last thing they need to do is stop the clock and let them shoot free throws.
Chuck, you'll get a kick out of this. During our last commercial break, I had a few-minute chat with Keaton Metz, athletic director at Anna. We reflected back on the football playoffs this year with Marion Local and Coldwater winning. Marion Local, 64 in a row now in high school football. 15 state championships in the last 27 years for the Flyers. Coldwater wins another, defeated Kirtland. Marion Local won by an astronomical score. Keaton noted that in 2014, his senior year in high school at Wapakoneta, his school, Wapak, lost to Trotwood in a regional championship game by 4 overtimes. I think that was a regional championship
game. I remember that, yes.
In that particular year, Athens and Toledo Central Catholic played at the state tournament, I think. I'll ask Keaton.
It was a semi.
Did TCC win the state semi or state championship, Keaton, over Athens in that game, 56-53? That was a state championship win?
Yes.
That was a state championship game in 2014. Joe Burrow. Burrow, the quarterback for Athens. He put up 53 points and lost, just like he's doing now with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Well, I'm a proud graduate of Athens High School, so Burrow broke all of my records, passing records. I didn't have any, but whatever it was, he broke them all.
But Anna Rockets, great football season, lost to Coldwater. No shame in that. Lost to the Cavaliers twice this year. Phenomenal campaign for Anna, 10-4.
got to the regional championship in Division 6 in Southwest Ohio. And Hannah's now ready for basketball. It's the second game of the boys' hoop season for the Rockets. They entertain Botkins tonight. Botkins Trojans come in with a fine 4-1 mark. Should be an excellent game. JV tilt just concluding in overtime. 58-53, Annaba 5 over Botkins. We'll return with more from here at Anna High School. Our pregame continues. Starting lineups, opening tip just around the corner on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Hello once again. We've got both varsity teams on the floor. Warm-up drills take place. Anna Rocket to the home white. A lot of green trim. Botkins, the black from top to bottom. Gold and white trim. Hey, we are now your new community go-to store, easy for me to say. It's Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. Your go-to store has gone local, and we have found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market at Schaefer Market of South Main in Fort Loramie. So we now offer Winner's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses. At Schaefer Market, sample our hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee. Plus, we offer a more varied selection of soft drinks, too. Stop by today, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's in Fort Loramie. Locally owned and operated, Schaefer Market is your new community go-to store. We have gone local, offering what you want to see on our shelves inside the market at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. As a noted, Botkins is 4-1 on the year. And against Fairlawn, a recent 66-44 win by Botkins. Colin Dosick had 16 points. But the Trojans were boosted in that game by James Steinke, 6'3 junior, who pumped in 14 off the bench. Colton Kleiman had 10. Eli Pitts scored 8. 6 in that game, pumped home by Tucker Holzkamp.
And a basket was scored by Noah Topp. Noah Topp was held to 5 in the Rushi game. Dosik was held to 2 in the Rushi game. Dosik has had games of 21, 22, and 26 so far this year. He can shoot the 3. He'll come out when you chest him up, or he'll drive to the basket when you come out and chest him up. He'll kick it, he'll dish it to somebody else for a 3, or he'll take it to the rim. Fine 3-point shooter, just under 40% during his career at Botkins. It will be interesting to see what Anna does with him defensively, Chuck. How did Rushi contain Dosik, limiting him to just 2 points, and they came in the second half?
Well, they put Vince Borchers on him, and that kid can play defense on anybody.
Yep.
And he's got good size, he's got good quickness, and Colin just couldn't get any looks that night. But he's an excellent basketball player. You won't have very many offensive nights like that.
Tentative starters for Botkins here at this game tonight: Colin Dosik, Eli Pitts, Noah Topp, Tucker Holzkamp, and Colton Plyman. Meanwhile, Anna got 19 points, as we noted several minutes ago, in its lone game played so far, a 61-23 win over Houston. 19 from Brady Winning, a 6'4 junior. Boy, he was oozing with potential last year as a sophomore. Couldn't get on the floor for more minutes. Would like to have gotten on the court for more. But Anna had Heitkamp and Carey. They were double-digit scorers.
Yep.
Myers was right there at 9 or 10 about every game as well. So Winning got in spots, was very good when he performed. And he's off to a great beginning this year with 19 points in the Anna opening win over Houston, 61-23. Chappie had 8 in that game. Good performance in that contest by 6'4 senior Alex Chappie. Evan Myers, a 6'2 senior, dropped in 6. Jacob Farrows, a 5'10 senior, had 6. And also 6 points in that game from Kyle Edelman, a 6'1 senior. There was a stretch, Chuck, from 2015 to 2020 when Anna, which had very good talent, won about 82-83% of its games. Head coach Nate Barhorst, in his 14th year, has won 67% of his games during a decade and a half at the helm of the Anna program.
Well, that's impressive because, A, you've got your league games that are usually incredibly tough, but they play a really good non-league schedule, too, just like everybody in the Shelby County League.
Right.
They play a lot of MAC schools. They get a lot of good competition, and that gets you ready for that watered-down. They're probably Division 5 or 6.
That's a good question. They've got to be, I would think, 5. In fact, I'll ask Superintendent Mr. Bixler. Anna is Division 5 in basketball?
Division 6.
Division 6 in basketball. You heard it directly from the superintendent himself?
He would know.
He'd better know.
I hope.
Jack Kramer and Chuck McBee were torn. We had Anna in Division 5.5. Now, is there a Division 5.5?
No. Not this year.
Not yet.
Oh, that was a great reply. Not this year. But, Anna Division 6 in hoops, Botkins Division 7 in hoops.
Right.
We knew Anna was 5 or 6, probably a large Division 6, close to 5, but
yep.
A D6. Botkins Trojans, Chuck, a little bit under the radar the last 5 years. If you include that state championship season, Botkins has won more than 100 games. This is head coach Phil Groves' 4th year. 3 good campaigns in a row. I think Botkins probably overachieved a little bit last year. 118, finished all by itself, 2nd place, Shelby County Athletic League. 4th year for head coach Phil Groves. A 2-year starter back in Colin Dosik. Noah Topp, a senior, honorable mention last year in the SCAL. Noah Topp needs to be on his game tonight against Anna. He was held to 5 against Rushi. Dosik held to 2. If Anna can get to 25 points or so from those two young men, or I should say if Botkins can get 25 from those two, Trojans should be in good shape. Who's going to produce the points for these two teams?
Absolutely. And Dosik's going to be at one end. On the Anna end, you assume winning. But each one of those young men, they need help. They need somebody that's going to become a consistent number two for them.
And who guards Colin Dosik? Is it Jacob Feroz? Is it maybe Evan Myers?
Could be either one. Yep. They get a little more length if they have Myers. Feroz, good defensive player last year. Good three-point shooter. He had a great start to the season shooting threes, and then he kind of tailed off. But if he can shoot threes like that this year, they'll be a good basketball team.
I will say this. When I asked head coach Nate Barnhorst who would guard Dosik for Botkins, he said, well, we're led by senior Evan Myers. He's long, athletic. He can score in a number of ways. He will also be counted on to rebound and guard some of the area's best scorers. Then I asked him about another senior, Jacob Feroz, and he said he's a solid, well-built guard. He'll be relied on to bring the ball up the court. He's improved his shot, and he will be one of our top defenders.
Good.
So it's either Feroz or Myers on Dosik.
Right.
About 5 minutes before tip-off, we'll have the official starting lineups for you when we return. Anna home to Botkins tonight. Anna 1-0, Botkins 4-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Myers Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Myers is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
So many thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, LACAL, LaCal. moved from L.A., California to Jackson Center in Shelby County back in the early 1980s. And without the originating support from LaCal Equipment in 2006, we would not be on the air today here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thank you so, so much, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. By the way, Chuck, in a couple of weeks, in fact, 2 weeks from what? Tomorrow is January 1, 2025. We begin our 20th calendar year here on scoresbroadcast.com. It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when you guys started out, I wasn't doing any radio at that point. When Jeff left, missing, and he's smart enough to be down where it's warm. But I enjoyed stepping in, and I've enjoyed it ever since.
Jeff Bray, one of the founding partners here on scoresbroadcast.com, now down in South Carolina. And usually he gives us a text at some point in the second half and says, hey, another great game. Thanks for letting me listen to it while I drive around and chauffeur people from place to place in the state of South Carolina. This is the first of two meetings between Anna and Botkins this year. The second comes up on Tuesday, January 28th. Botkins will play at Anna. Botkins on Friday is home to Jackson Center, plays at Parkway on Saturday. Then on Friday, December 27th, the game we might entertain broadcasting, Botkins hosts Minster. That's Friday, December 27th. Looking down the schedule, Tuesday, January 7th, Botkins is on the road at Marion Local. Botkins plays at New Bremen, Saturday, January 18th. Botkins' return game, by the way, with Rushi is on Friday, February 7th. Botkins plays at Lima Shawnee on Saturday, February the 8th. Anna just beginning its basketball season. This is game two. Knocked off Houston 61-23 last Friday. Anna plays at Fort Loramie on Friday, a game we'll cover here on scoresbroadcast.com. Then Anna travels to New Bremen on Saturday night, December 21st. And as we look down the road, Anna's got a game with Minster at the Wildcats Gym on Saturday 28th. 2 days later, Anna hosts Marion Local on December the 30th. And St. Henry and Versailles and West Liberty Salem and another team in the MAC, I mentioned St. Henry, they are all on Anna's non-league schedule, Miami East 2. Starting lineups are next. Back shortly here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Here are your starting lineups for the home team. The Anna Rockets, Evan Myers, 6'2" senior, is in the opening five, along with Jacob Farrows, a 5'10" senior. Kyle Adelman, 6'1" senior, starts, as do Brady Winning, a 6'4" junior, and Alex Chappie, a 6'4" senior. Head coach Nate Barhorst, year number 14. For the Botkins Trojans, coached by Phil Groves. He is in year four as the mentor of the boys program at Botkins. Colin Dosick, 6 foot senior, starts, along with 6 foot sophomore Eli Pitts. Noah Topp, a 6'2" senior. Tucker Holzkamp, a 6 foot junior. And Colton Kleiman, a 6'4" senior. Round out the opening five for Coach Groves' club. Anna in the white, green numbers, green stripe down the sides of the shorts. Botkins the road, black, white numerals, white piping down the sides of the shorts. I'm looking for a hint of gold somewhere on the Botkins unis, Chuck. I don't know if I can find it.
No, but I thought maybe an outline on the numbers, but no.
Opening tip to start. Here we go. Jumping center for Botkins. It's top. It's Winning for Anna. Rockets get it. Ball thrown top of the circle. Back to the basket. It is Alex Chappie. Feeds into the left corner to a teammate who drives baseline. Awkward shot is flipped up on the play by Adelman, and he makes it. Oh, beautifully done.
They took a little bit of a bump on the baseline and stayed with the shot.
Wow, he was really challenged. There was contact. Botkins comes right back, splitting a couple defenders. It's Kosick, overshoots it hard, but cleaning up on the play. Kleiman down on the inside, lays it through, and we're tied up a bucket apiece. 40 seconds gone here in the opening quarter. Here's Evan Myers on the arc for Anna. Feeds behind the three-point line to Chappie. Chappie started near the top of the circle, made a blind pass to Farrows in the right corner, out of bounds, it goes.
Unfortunately, Farrows was cutting to the basket.
Just shy of a minute gone, opening quarter, game tied at two. This promises to be a thriller. It was last year here, won by Botkins in the final second by a point. Here is Botkins shooting straight away, a long line drive three ball. Yes, it's poured in from distance. Good-looking shot by Noah Topp. Anna didn't put the pinch on him out high. One defender shaded him weakly. Topp had time to set his feet, and he calmly dropped in the triple to give Botkins a 5-2 lead. Botkins with a punch-out at midcourt. Anna will throw in. Here's Myers with zero on his jersey at the timeline. 30 feet away to Chappie. Chappie gives it up to Adelman. Adelman to Winning. Now Myers, 25 feet out, fakes right, goes left around Dosick into a Botkins defender. Kleiman missed it hard, no good. Rebound stuck up there by Adelman. No, but a foul. Two shots coming. Adelman at the stripe for Anna. 6:21 in the first, 5-2 Botkins, couple free throws for Anna's Kyle Adelman. He dips the knees, goes airborne, and rattles it in. Adelman has very good driving ability. We saw that on the initial basket of this game for Anna. He is strong. He's going to be counted on to score double digits. and perhaps guard ball handlers. Second free throw in and out, no good. Rebound down to Botkins. Midcourt Holzkamp to Dosik behind the arc. Dosik on the bounce. Gives it up straight away to top. Dosik between the rings. Right corner, Holzkamp drives. Feeds below the basket to Pitts. He's in no man's land. Tries to shovel it. Stripped by Anna. Loose ball picked up, though, by Botkins. Dosik retains it for the Rockets. We lead 5-3 with 2 minutes 15 seconds played here in the opening quarter. 30 feet out, it's Holzkamp. Now to top. High right to Plyman, weaves to Dosik, gets a partial screen, doesn't shoot, drives into the paint, fade away, 12-footer, bullseye. Nice move by Dosik.
He's a scorer. It's fun to watch.
7-3 Trojans. For Rose, for Anna, straight away to Chappie. Plyman checks him. On a weave to Adelman. Thought about the three, didn't let it fly, gave it up to Chappie, right corner. On top, it goes to Adelman, now Myers. That's the battle right there, Myers and Dosik. Here's a turnaround, 13-footer below the foul line, rolling off. No good, tough break for winning. It came down to Botkins. Through the top of the circle, Holzkamp to top. On a weave to Pitts. Pitts sprints down the lane. A lot of contact near the rim. Tough call for the official. Block charge. It goes against Anna.
Well, Tyler had a much better look at it than I did. I kind of thought it was a charge, but he could have been sliding his feet a little bit.
Couple of free throws here for Eli Pitts for the Botkins Trojans. The left-hander puts up a softy and swish. He's got it. 8-3, Botkins in the lead. Second shot to Pitts, an up-and-coming, very strong sophomore for the Trojans. Short on that one. Rebound to Adelman. Backcourt to Chappie. He steers his way up ahead. Hand off to Adelman behind the arc. Holzkamp all over him. Good defense by Botkins, which leads 8-3, 3.5 minutes in. Far right wing at Chappie. Ball high overhead. Looks for a cutter. Myers can't find him. Chappie dribble drive down the lane. Sends one airborne from down around his knees. High off the backboard. Jammed out of bounds by Botkins. Anna's for Rose. Throwing into the right of the rim with 4:24 to go in the first. Botkins leads 8-3. Inbounded. Left of the lane. 8 feet away from the basket. Turning, shooting, missing short. For the Anna Rockets is Brady winning, but he was hacked on the arm.
Yep.
Two free throws here for winning. First one on its way. Perfect. 8-4. Botkins leads. 4:22 left in the first. Anna won the JV tilt in overtime. It was one heck of a game, a thriller. Botkins missed 2 of 4 free throws in the last 25 seconds or so. Anna made 3 with 2.8 left to tie the game at the end of regulation. Anna won by 4 or 5 in overtime. Question about who is coming in. Chappie may have a spot of blood on him somewhere.
Pitts is bleeding through that hand wrap that he has, and Chappie's got it on his jersey.
That's how physical this game has been so far. In less than 4 minutes, we've got a couple of basketball players here in the Shelby County Athletic League already engaged in a gridiron battle. They're at side court. Bleeding must be stopped. Oh, the defense has come at it, and the SCAL, that's for sure. Hey, I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the whole Midwestern U.S. It's O'Reilly Machine Tool. We will grind your first 10 tools free. We offer sharpening, recoding, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. O'Reilly always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main. For experienced machinists and other entry-level positions, O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com. Timeout called halfway through the opening stanza. 8-4 Botkins over Anna on scorersbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, scorersbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scorersbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Well, here we are at 8 p.m. on a Tuesday night. Boys night in the Shelby County Athletic League. Boys basketball, 8 o'clock. And we've still got 4:22 to go in the first quarter.
That had to have been some kind of a clock issue.
A clock issue occurred possibly after a couple of players, one on each team, had to have bleeding stopped, minor bleeding, one under a wrap. And our JV game went to overtime. That lengthened the night from the start. One of two free throws made by Anna. Botkins has the ball up four. Trojans bring it down. Corey Koenig is in, a 5'10 senior now. He gives it to Top. Top to Will Monnen, who's on the hardwood, a 6-foot freshman. Here's Top carving out space down the lane. Left-hander, no good. Rebound far side of the floor. Chappie lets it go out of bounds. Anna possession down four, 8-4, with 3:55 to go in the first. For Rose to midcourt for the Rockets. Outside the arc to Adelin. Looks for the cutter, can't find him. Now goes to Winning. Backdoor for Rose, who catches and scores.
One of those nod plays. He nodded at him. He jab-stepped, took him back door. Nobody there.
Well done. Two-man game, Anna, for Rose on the finishing end. 8-6. Botkins up a bucket. 3:28 to go here in the first quarter. Botkins far side of the floor, loses the ball out of bounds into the Anna cheering section. Anna possession down to two. 3:25 to go here in the first quarter of play. Far left wing at Chappie, back to the basket, on top to Myers. He's picked up by Dosick. We will stay in touch with that duel all night long. Dosick and Myers. Dosick for Botkins, Myers for Anna. Between the rings, Evans got it. Top picks him up. Here comes the double team. Myers into the lane, shot blocked, loose of the deck. We had a late whistle, foul called. Maybe a charge, offensive foul on Anna.
Yep, that's what they called. That's probably the correct call.
Uh-huh.
You leave your feet and you don't know what you're going to do with the basketball. Bad things happen.
Yep, Myers got in there a little too deep and was undecided. And Botkins put the double team whammy on him. And he had nowhere to go but run over a Trojans player, did Evan Myers, who picked up the charge. 8-6, Botkins. Cross-court pass to Top. Behind him, it goes to Monnen. Loose ball, stolen by Myers. A run out the other way to the rim. It rolls around and off. He blew it.
Wow.
Monnen, 3-on-2 for Botkins into the forecourt. Left corner, Top. A fumble by Top. It's on the hardwood. Out of bounds off Anna.
Need to be stronger with the basketball. That's three times down the court now that they've struggled on the perimeter with a little bit of pressure on them.
8-6, Botkins, 2:27 left in the first. Here is Dosick, picked up by Feroz now. screen set by Edelman. Dosik steps back, guns a three ball. A trifecta. Swish! He's got it. Colin Dosik from downtown, 11-6 Botkins, 2:10 to go first quarter. Dribble drive, Shaffy, handoff in the lane. Ball thrown on the arc to Edelman. Here's a long three try by Winning, I should say. Yes, he's got it. Brady Winning and Colin Dosik match triples, 11-9 Botkins. 1:48 to go in the first quarter. Far left wing, it's Will Monin for the Trojans. Goes baseline, cut off. Errant bounce pass into the lane for Dosik. It is off somebody's leg, loose, picked up by Shappy. And then Shappy heaves it cross court for Myers. Out of bounds, turnover, Anna.
He couldn't get a hold of the seams that time to throw the pass. He was the quarterback on the football, if you had any reference there.
Yep. 11-9, Botkins. 90 seconds to go, first quarter. Dosik on the arc, dribble drive, right corner. Picked up by Feroz. Weaves to Monin. Outside the arc on the left to top. Both teams playing man-to-man. Here is Pitts with the ball for Botkins. Foul line extended right at the elbow. Shot it too hard. Rebound is stabbed out of bounds. Off Anna last. Far side of the court. Botkins will trigger it. A minute 15 to go in the first. 11-9, Botkins. Dosik and Pitts at guard for Botkins. Top inbounding, far side of the court. To Dosik on the arc. A screen set near side of the floor for James Steink, who is checked in. Shot blocked, taken away by Anna. Here come the Rockets on the go. Edelman to Myers, left side to Shappy. A two-pointer ties it. A three gives Anna the lead. Here's a triple try. Deep left corner. Count it. Kyle Edelman bombs away. 12-11. Yep. Two threes in a row. Six straight points by Anna. 12-11 lead Rockets. Little pick and roll. Left side of the floor for Botkins. It is James Steinke with it to Dosik. Dosik has it punched from behind out of bounds. Good play by Anna, which knocked it free. Went off the knee of an Anna player below the rim. Botkins inbounds. 38 ticks to go here in the first quarter. Anna up one. In the post, it's Flyman. Flyman feeds top on the arc. He lets it go from three-point territory. Rim backboard, missed it. Rebound, Anna. And under the instructions of head coach Nate Barhorst, the Rockets play for one. Far right wing, it's Keith Holman in now. 6 foot senior for Anna. He's on the court, off the bench. 10 to play, opening stanza. Myers between the rings, picked up by Dosik. 5-4. Myers starts to drive, pulls up, shoots the three. Dosik might have gotten a fingertip on it, and it's way short. As the buzzer sounds, Anna up one after one. 12-11 over Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Oh, a good ball game on this Tuesday night here on scoresbroadcast.com. We are in the last month of our 19th year covering games here on Scores Broadcast. Year number 20 starts in January. Thanks to LaCalle Equipment and Jackson Center. We would not be here today without the originating support from LaCalle Equipment, a Scores Broadcast founding partner. And LaCalle has been on the air with us ever since 2006. We owe gratitude to LaCalle. Second quarter starts with a good maneuver on the inside. Twisting and turning, Colin Dosick right in front puts it through.
Created just a little bit of space with a little bump with the shoulder and got the shot.
I tell you what, Chuck, we have seen in a little over 8 minutes a variety of Colin Dosick already in this game. He's made the three. He's assisted. And there he went inside and virtually posted up and scored.
And this is what you expect to see when you watch Dosick play basketball.
And Anna turns it over after the Dosick basket. Botkins in the lead now, up one, 13-12. Opening 40 seconds, second period. Kleiman has the ball, looks for Top. Top's got a left wing, goes baseline, pulls up short on the 10-footer. Weak side rebound to Evan Myers of Anna. Outlet down the floor to Holman. Holman back to Myers. On the arc left side, Edelman. Straight away it's passed to Wenning. Wenning slides down the right side of the lane, nearly walked. Fades away, awkward shot, hit the rim once, twice, no. Good hustle play, fine rebound by Holman. Holman saves it to a teammate, gets it back. Here's a pass deflected by Pitts. It's loose in backcourt, or I should say in forecourt. Pitts hustles down, gets it, and then it's tipped away from behind by Anna.
Good hustle by Edelman that time to stop him from getting the open layup.
Edelman from behind, chased down Pitts. Botkin's ball. Trojans up one. Dosick, top of the circle. Hangs on. Wide left to Kleiman. Dosick 30 feet away. Goes to the foul line, extended left. Shot short. Brady Wenning might have gotten a slight piece of it. Ball was errant into the corner. Anna's got it. Throws up the floor. Nearly picked on the play, but Top, he's on the sideline. Anna possession. Rockets down one. 13-12. 6:21 to go. Second quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com. We expected a nip and tuck close encounter. Last year here, this game was decided by a point in the final second. Botkins won it. Here is A.J. Barhorst, 6'3 junior, on the court now for Anna. Sets a pick for Holman. Gives it up to Shappy. Now for Rose. Straightaway Barhorst to Feroz. Shappy's got it. Mid post. Back to the basket. Works on Kleiman. Here comes the double team. Shappy shoots anyway. Split the two defenders. Banked it. Off the mark. No good. Botkin snared the rebound. Dosick alert. Throws up head to Top. Stripped. Here comes Anna the other way. Barhorst down the floor. Stolen from behind, but Dosick, he saves it before it goes out of bounds. The scrum for the ball. What's been called?
I think maybe Anna was touching the ball and laying on the end line. It's going to be Botkin's ball. Yep. What a hustle play that time.
Now this game is not short of hustle a bit. Both teams working really hard, sprinting up and down the floor, guarding very well. A lot of deflections from the side and from behind. Nobody giving up defensively on what appear to be runouts the other way. They're chasing from behind and getting deflections and preventing two-pointers. Here is Pitts for Botkins, going baseline right. Neat drive by him. He kissed one in off the backboard. Anna's got an open player. Well done by Shappy. Finding Myers low on the left, cutting to the rim. He catches and drops it through.
Somebody got lost defensively.
15-14, Botkins up one. 5 minutes to go, second quarter. On the arc, Dosick cross-court to Pitts. Fakes right, goes left. Foul line, squeezes into the lane. Awkward shot, off balance. Ran over a defender. Offensive foul. Foul in Botkins and a possession. Rockets trail by one. 15-14. 4:54 to go here in the second quarter.
Pitts has that left hand all wrapped up, and he is left-handed, so that's definitely going to got to affect his passing and his shooting.
Anna at home, you might say, I guess, Chuck, it's a little bigger game for the Rockets holding home court here against Botkins. Oh, what an adept drive down the lane by Myers. He cut around two Trojan players, looped one in off the backboard. Highly athletic, but in so doing, he flattened a Botkins defender. And that's what Amin Mahusel for the charges taken already in this game. There have been several.
Didn't care for that one. He was moving sideways when they made contact with him.
Ball inbounded by Botkins, stolen by Holman. A long launch right away is no good. Rebound down to Botkins. 4:32 left to go here in the second quarter. Botkins ahead by a point, 15-14. Here's Holzkamp. Gives it up to Steinke. Left baseline, Monin. Monin takes a look, guarded pretty well by Holman. Overshot it. Rebounding foul, Botkins. Defenses taking over this game in spurts. 15-14, Botkins up a point. 4:19 to go, second quarter. And you can expect with 4:19 to go in the fourth, it's probably going to be a 1 or 2 point game.
Hopefully it's more than 15-14.
Well, that JV game was well played.
That was a good one.
Won by Anna in OT over Botkins. Top of the circle, Shappy, shot fake, foul line. Picked up a Plyman. Behind him it went to Wenning. Cross court to Edelman. Fakes right, goes left. Leans in from 7 feet. Rolling around, and off. Real tough break for the Anna shooter there. That appeared to be dead center down below the rim. But it snapped out. Botkins in possession. 3:40 left to go here in the second quarter. Botkins leads by one. Baseline left, Trojans. It is Steinke. Steinke leaves it on the arc for Holzkamp, who chucks up a three. No good. Below the rim. Rebound, Pitts. Pitts out of trouble. Gives it to Holzkamp. Right back to Pitts. Below the arc, below the foul line. Sends it on the arc to Steinke. Head coach Grove signals a play. Number two, 3:16 to go, second quarter. Low scoring period. Plyman, mid post, muscles into the lane, all the way to the rim, blocked from behind. Good defensive play by Wenning. Loose ball, though, picked up in the paint area and poured in with the left hand. Nicely done by Steinke of Botkins. Quick three, right wing, Shappy, Anna, air ball out of bounds.
Not a good shot in that situation. Too quick. I don't mind him shooting the three, but there was nobody back.
I tell you what, Chuck, one thing Phil Groves of Botkins has is a bench. Eight players have been in action already, and Botkins scoring and defense don't slough off when defensive players enter.
And Monin is only going to get better and better. He's a freshman. They need to put some weight on him, but he's going to be a good basketball player.
Yep, when people off the bench come in, Botkins doesn't lose a bit. Here is Top posting up. Nice feed from Monin. Top goes reverse on the layup and hits it for two. Good footwork. 19-14. Botkins matches its biggest lead. 2:25 to go, second quarter. Shappy in the right corner. Dropped the ball. It's loose. It's picked up on the play, but Blake Vixler is in now, a 6'1 junior. Then it's pried away, loose again, top of the circle, rolling to midcourt. And it is a jump. Arrow favors Anna with 2:11 to go here in the second. 19-14, Botkins. Anna gets a timeout on scorersbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Other SCAL boys action tonight. Fort Loram is at Fairlawn, Houston's at Jackson Center. Here, Anna trails Botkins 19-14, 2:11 to go, second period of play. Botkins has had a couple of five-point leads, 11-6. And here once again, Perot's at midcourt for Anna. Gives it up on the play to A.J. Barhorst. Power line extended left. It is Edelman on the arc to winning. He sizes up a three. Boy, it looked good all the way. It was in, out, tough break. Rebound, Botkins. Not the shooter's role for winning of Anna there. Open player, baseline right, Plyman. Plyman has it blocked again. Steady work by Plyman, not to be denied. He gets it the third time and scores off the backboard.
Well, that's tenacious offensive rebounding right there.
Good effort by Colton Plyman of Botkins, which is up 7, 21-14. Anna's got the ball into the forecourt. Botkins manages to slap at it. It goes out of bounds. Inbounding, far left wing, Blake Bixler for Anna, lobbing to Farrows, head of the key. Farrows outside the arc to Barhorst. Handoff on the play to Bixler. Bixler, foul line extended left into the lane. Throws on the arc to Farrows. Goes to the foul line, runner of the paint short. Farrows got the rebound back, laid it up, and he's belted from behind. Fine tenacity displayed there by Jacob Farrows of Anna. And he went to work among the trees, rebounded his own miss, and then was jammed from behind. A couple of free throws here for Jacob. Anna behind by 7. 1:16 to go, second quarter.
And now scored 10-2 here in the second quarter.
Botkins defense has been excellent in quarter number two. Free throw by Farrows is swished. Second shot by him. One bounce. Up and good, both of them calmly tossed in, each one pure, dead center, 21-16, Botkins ahead by 5, 70 seconds to go first half. Here is Dosik in the right corner for Botkins, wanted to drive against Farrows, who shut him off. Then it was thrown on the arc to Steinke. Steinke straight away to Plyman, ball high overhead. On the arc to Dosik. Here's a long three from 28 feet off to the right. Rebounded by Winning of Anna. Down the floor it goes on the play to Bixler. 30 feet away, Winning. 40 seconds to go, first half. Botkins up 5. Here's Barhorst. Here's Edelman. They're outside the arc. Winning fires a bullet pass into the paint area to Barhorst. It's a hot one. It hits the backboard. Loose ball, Botkins. Quickly down the floor, Monin. A left corner three. Flipped the corner of the backboard. Hit the rim. Almost went in. Out of bounds. Touch last by Anna.
I think they call it a hell ball.
23 seconds to go, first half. 21-16. Botkins up 5. Trying to decipher what has happened.
They've had more discussions than they played basketball tonight.
Anna's got only 4 players on the floor at the moment. Down to her left in the corner is Farrows, who's being treated for what appears to be a scratch on the forehead. We've had at least 3 instances of blood being displayed by players in this game. 21-16 in favor of Botkins. Substitution now. Farrows stays on the bench. Coming back in, Alex Shappy for Anna. So it's Shappy along with Bixler. Here is the ball inbounded to foul line. Plyman gives it up to Dosik between the rings. Brady Winning is out there for Hanna, along with Kyle Adelman. Fifth player is Barhorst. Dribble drive down the lane, out of control. Dostick lost it. 4 seconds to go. Hanna, forecourt right quickly. Three ball. A.J. Barhorst is good at the buzzer. A.J. Barhorst sprinted up ahead into the half court. Hanna's teammates spotted him. He let it fly. That was after the errant shot by Dostick with about 3 or 4 seconds to go, down to her left by Botkins. It caromed off the board. Long rebound, Hanna. Away went the Rockets. And the three by Barhorst for Hanna enables the Rockets to creep within two, 21-19, here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
And this is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We are your radio on the phone for high school sports. In the background, you hear the Hanna Pep Band, and it was tuning up, keeping it lively here at Hanna during halftime. Botkins leads by 2 points in this boys' SCAL clash. 21-19 Trojans at the half, which is being brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Rushi and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Chuck?
Well, Botkins has a 17-11 rebounding advantage and 7-3 on the offensive boards. That's where they have the 2-point advantage right there. six turnovers by each team. Both teams handled the pressure pretty well. 1 for 2 from the free throw line for the Trojans. Rockets 4 of 6. Individual scoring for Anna, they had, Edelman had 6. They got 4 each from Feroz and Winning. Then they got 3 from A.J. Barhorse on that last 3 at the buzzer. And Evan Myers has 2. They scored 12 and 7, 19 for the first half. Botkins led in scoring by Noah Top with 5. Oh, I'm sorry. Dosik has 7. Top has 5. They got 4 out of Blyman, 3 from Pitts, 2 from James Steinke. They scored 11 and 10, and they lead it by 2, 21-19 at the half.
Oh, this game is not short for defense, Chuck. Both teams scrapping hard, a lot of hustle. Nobody giving up on fast breaks. Defenders coming up from behind, spoiling fast breaks at the last second. Charges have been taken. My before-the-game prediction of 52 for the winner, it looks like it's going to be a little high.
It might be close. I think the officiating in the first half was very good. They let them play. They called what they needed to call. I thought they did a nice job in the first half.
Anna, a little more behind Botkins, perhaps, at the offensive end.
Absolutely.
But it's game 2 for Anna, game 6 for Botkins. Both teams making up for whatever they might be lacking offensively with terrific defense in this contest tonight.
Oh, the effort has been outstanding on both sides of the court.
That is our halftime. This segment brought to you by Stiffel Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Rushi. It's halftime at Anna, 21-19 Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts, and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Hey, and don't forget, here on ScoresBroadcast.com, we're brought to you in part by Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Customers can find a wide range of hardware essentials at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, from plumbing and electrical supplies to paint and gardening tools. It's Jackson Center Pro Hardware. We make buying hardware easy. Here we go. We start the third quarter. Second half underway. Botkins 21, Anna 19. Anna possession for Rose from the right corner. Enters the lane. Throws to Shappy on the arc. His long, high-arching three is around and out. Rebounded by Botkins. Here comes Dosik down the court below the foul line. Hand off to Plyman. One-on-one. Shot fake against the defender, Wenning. He came up short. Good defense by Wenning of Anna. He stopped the close-in shot. Anna down the floor. Shappy hits Wenning in the lane. Up and good. Eight-footer right in front. Wenning of Anna. And we are tied 21-21. Keep in mind that seven straight for Anna. Botkins once led 21-14 with a minute to go in the first half. Chuck, that was at about the time you remarked Anna had scored just 2 points in the quarter.
Yeah, with 1:04 left in the first quarter, in the second quarter, and they had scored 2 points.
Anna scored the last five of the first half, opening two of the third quarter. We're tied up now, 21 all. Dosik on the arc for Botkins. Gives it to Pitts. Pitts has a crease, pulls up inside the foul line, makes it. Eli Pitts, 14-footer, dead center. Good-looking sophomore, 23-21. Anna down two. Dribble drive into the lane. Myers feeds Feroz on the arc. Into Wenning. Wenning muscling against Holzkamp. Turnaround fadeaway. Short. Comes down to Botkins. Bounce pass. Dosik ahead to Holzkamp. Now to Plyman. Behind the arc, right wing. Dosik for three. Off to the left. No good. Rebound Myers. Hustle play. Stolen by Top. On the arc to Pitts. Wide right on the long three ball. Scrap for the rebound at the foul line. Shappy and Holzkamp go after it. Holzkamp a little too much contact and a possession. 2 minutes gone, third quarter, two-point game. Botkins in the lead. We are going to have a repeat of the JV tilt, I think, Chuck, which went OT.
Well, we knew this was going to be a hard, contested, close game, and we haven't been disappointed.
Shappy up the floor to Myers in the right corner. Here's a long airborne triple. Skips off the rim, no good. Rebound Shappy. Feeds Edelman on the arc. Starts to drive. Contact. Top fell down. Blocking against Botkins. Baseline right of the rim for Rose to inbounds for Anna. Oh, he does so into the corner. Botkins with a swipe, taken away by Dosik. Dosik down the floor to Holzkamp. Holzkamp looks back door, no one home. Goes to Pitts. Botkins leads but two. 5:40 to go, third quarter. Pitts midcourt, dribbling against Edelman. Hand off to Dosik. Now Holzkamp, top. Holzkamp straight away. Jump, shoots the three. Back rim, no. Rebound, scrap four in the lane. Anna comes away with it. Feroz darts down the floor. Splits a couple defenders all the way to the rack. Shot it too strong. Rebound, Botkins.
2-point lead Trojans. Here's Pitts knifing his way around one player, another to the rim. Got it for two. Well done by Eli Pitts. 25-21 Botkins. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Anna scored seven straight. Botkins responds with four in a row. Myers to Feroz. Straight away. Is that still a man defense, Chuck, for Botkins?
Yep, playing man-to-man.
Feroz and Myers pitching catch high left. 4:38 to go here in the third quarter. Setting and shooting the long three. Look out. Winning. Got it. Winning on target. As Myers and Feroz went back and forth between them. Finally a dish off to Winning. No one picked him up. And the big fella, 6'4 junior Brady Winning, chucked up a three and nailed it. 25-24. Botkins leads by a point. Here's Pitts. Foul line extended right. Back to the basket. On the arc to Plyman. Now Dosik might have gotten away with a shuffle. A little pick and roll with Plyman. Pulls up from 7 feet. Body fly. Plyman is strong, and he banked it down. Here goes Myers. Other way for Anna. Look at him go. Look at him split to the rim for two and a foul on Botkins. Count the goal for Myers. 27-26. Botkins by a point. We are going back and forth now. 3 minutes and 53 seconds to go here in the third quarter. At the free throw line is Evan Myers. 3-point play chance here for Anna. Yard play for Botkins has been splendid. That is for sure. Here is the free throw coming up for Myers. This to tie it. It circles the iron. No good. Rebound down to Botkins. It is Dosik up ahead to top. Top baseline right. Look out. He lowered the shoulder. He extended the arm. Offensive foul. Looking over here at Chuck McBee, who is working technically on our electrical output. Are we good?
No. There's, for some reason, the laptop is not charging. There it is now.
But we were still on the air.
Yeah, these just don't work over here, I guess.
We've got an outlet that's dead?
Yep, I'm changing them up.
But it doesn't affect a computer that is charged fully. Free throw by Myers missed. Botkins with a charge at the other end. Anna's got the ball deep in the left corner. Here's a long three by Winning. Hit the back iron way up in the air. Plummets down into the hands of Plyman. Plyman head to a teammate at Steinke. Steinke fires up a three. It hit the back brace. Rebound is touch last. It sprayed off the arm of an Anna player. Botkins will throw in. Botkins up one, 27-26. 3:20 left to go, third quarter. Here's a weave on top to Dosik. Fadeaway 18-footer inside the arc. Swish. Oh, that was pure. Jump shot, but Dosik gives Botkins a 3-point cushion. Here comes the trap by Botkins. In trouble is Myers. Hurls it cross court. Feroz saves it. Might have double dribbled. Gave it off inside to Chaffee. Punched away by Botkins. Chaffee gets it back and scores for two.
And they did double dribble. They missed it.
Yep, the officials missed a double dribble on Feroz. Here is Botkins up the floor, up one, in a hurry. Baseline left. It is Dosik. He's crowded, and he stepped on the end line.
Yep, he took a long step, and the line got him.
Anna gets it back, 29-28. Botkins in the lead by one, 2:46 left, third quarter. I predicted 52 points for the winner. I don't think we'll get there. But still, it's going to be tight. A close call is coming. JV game went to overtime. Here at midcourt for Anna is Feroz. Hesitates, wants to pass, drags the foot. It's a walk.
I think that might have made up for the double dribble he didn't call last time.
Possession, Botkins. 1-point game. 2:38 to go, third quarter. A little over 10.5 remaining in this contest. Dosik, 25 feet out, gives it up on the play to Pitts. For the guard play for Botkins, Dosik and Pitts has been exceptional. Dosik sizes up the three, doesn't take it. Feroz on him. In the right corner, Holzkamp. Looks inside on the play for Steinke. Steinke now comes out to catch it. Fakes left, goes right. Double team Steinke, hand off to Pitts. Three ball, left-hander, right through the cylinder. Eli Pitts is a special sauce.
Got a seven-point quarter going.
32-28, Bodkin to the lead before. Drive by Farrows. Hand off left corner, Barhorst. Jump shots away from 16, off the iron, no good. Rebound Bodkins, here come the Trojans, quickly down the floor. Spinning, hesitating in the lane, and drawing the blocking foul is a Bodkins player, James Steinke. It was close. Was it blocking? Did he walk? And Bodkins gets the break, couple free throws for Steinke. 4-point lead Trojans, a minute 48 to go third quarter. Steinke missed it hard.
Anytime you hear an announcer say a Euro step, he traveled.
Well, in the high school game, it gets called more often than not.
Yep.
And second free throw, front rim, backboard, it's good. Soft touch by the Bodkins foul shooter. Knocked in to Steinke. 5-point game, Bodkins, 33-28. Farrows on the arc. Dribble drive into the lane. Defender got over late. Farrows staggered a little bit. Right call is made. It's a travel.
I like that call.
Yeah, I do too. Well done by the referees right there. 5-point lead for Bodkins. Under 90 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Remaining part of the period, start of the fourth, critical for both teams. Top of the circle, Steinke. Left side pass, Pitts. Straight away, gives it up, gets it back. Pitts carves out space down the left side of the lane. His shot's deflected off the side of the backboard. Good D by Hanna. Up ahead to Holman, who's back on the floor. Keith Holman, 6-foot senior. Gives it up to Bixler, who's back on the court. Blake Bixler, 6'1 junior. Bixler left side, goes to Holman in the lane. Back to Bixler on the arc. Two-man game. Hand off to Holman. Three ball. He buries it. Holman with a critical triple for Anna. 33-31. Bodkins up two. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Dribbling top of the circle for the Trojans. It is Dosik. Gives it to Pitts. Pitts dribbles between the legs. Hand off on the play to Monnen, who's checked back in. Far left wing, Holzkamp. 20 seconds to go. Top of the circle, it is Pitts. Gives it up into the corner to Monnen. Monnen, Dosik. Dosik yes. Below the rim. Coming toward the basket, Steinke. Good delivery by Dosik to Steinke. Two-pointer, Bodkins, which is up four. Here's Anna with 4 seconds to go, third quarter. Far right wing, it's Holman. Holman saves it to Barhorst, who can't get the shot away. Bodkins 35, Anna 31. End of three on scorersbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
But here we go, fourth quarter. Great game in progress. Anna trails Bodkins by four. Trojans have led about 95% of this game. Had a 7-point lead, 21-14 late in the second.
Anna scored seven in a row, overlapping the second quarter, start of the third. Got it even. Botkins has edged back out to a four-point spread. Opening half minute, fourth quarter play, cutting to the rim, top. Oh, good pass by Dosik. Up and good, but top. Assist Dosik.
Yeah, there's a nice cut to the back that time. Set him up perfectly.
37-31, Botkins. Four court left, Holman for Anna. Gives it up 25 feet away to Myers. High post, A.J. Barhorst back to Myers. Thought about the three, didn't let it fly. It is Dosik on Myers at the moment. In the left corner, Barhorst. Foul line extended left, winning. Behind the arc to Holman, the three-point shooter. And he cans it. That was big. 37-34, cut the six-point Botkins advantage right in half. Botkins quickly down the floor, top of the circle, Steinke sets up and shoots the three ball from there. Off the flange, it's loose in the lane. It is taken away by Botkins, thrown on the arc of the three-point gunner, Dosik, and he converts. Wow, loose ball, a scrum for it in the paint. Botkins a little bit more tenacious. Managed to rake that ball out of there and find the open player in Dosik. And the teams match threes. One for Holman, one for Dosik.
The switch to the zone by Phil Grove has been a really good coaching move.
Zone defense now by Botkins early on, fourth quarter. Stymieing Anna at the moment in this possession. Ball knocked out of bounds in the corner by Botkins, which is up six, 40-34. Inbounding, Edelman goes to Winning, 40 feet away, on a weave to Holman. Holman to Barhorst. Good entry into the paint. Winning squares, pivots, and his shot rolls around and comes out. Did he lower the shoulder? There's contact. It's ruled offensive. It has been called an offensive foul more often than not in this game tonight.
They're consistent.
6:03 to go, fourth quarter, 40-34. Botkins in the lead by six. Anna made a pretty good entry into Winning in the lane. He got the ball down at the volleyball line, leaned in below it just several feet from the basket, and lowered that shoulder just an ounce. And Botkins sold it. Well done by the Trojans defensively. Big possession lost by Anna. Botkins now can go up eight or nine. With 5:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Dosik, top of the circle, to the foul line. Down the lane, drives with the left hand. No good. Tip is good by Plyman. Well done by Colton Plyman. Good stick back. Fine job by him. 8-point game. Biggest lead of this contest. Here's a baseline drive by Edelman of Anna. And he gets closed off by a Botkins player who got there late. In the act of shooting, two-shot foul for Edelman of Anna, which is down eight at 42-34. Make a note, 8-point game, 5:25 left. That, Chuck, my prediction of 52 points for the winners looking better. We might exceed that now.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, an 8-point lead in this game seems like a big lead.
It does. First free throw by Edelman is good. Second shot on the way. It is off the back brace. Long rebound. Who's got it? Chaffee, Steinke, no Winning. Picks it up and shoots and hits it. A long, long three. And we've got a timeout by head coach Nate Barhorst of Anna after the made three by Winning. What a turn of events right there. A quick four for Anna. 5:17 left in the game. Botkins lead trimmed from 8 to 4 at 42-38 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too.
phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
It is Botkins basketball, 4-point lead Trojans. When you're the 5-minute mark here in the fourth. Here is a screen set by Pitts out in the arc for Botkins. Anna runs him over. Foul situation here in the fourth. Two on Anna, one on Botkins. 5:08 to go in the fourth period. 42-38 Botkins outside the arc on the left. It is Pitts for the Trojans. Between the rings to Dosick, picked up by Ferroz. Pitts screens for Dosick, who veers into the right corner, flips it back to Pitts, top of the circle, foul line. Left wing to Noah Top. Here comes the double. He gives it up to Steinke. Still 30 feet away. Now Colton Kleiman catches. Now Dosick, right corner, Pitts. Pitts, top of the circle, flips. Left corner, Steinke. Steinke for Botkins. Looks at the clock. 4:36 to go in the game. Botkins up four. Botkins has led virtually the entire game. It got tied at 21. Here's a drive off balance in the paint area. Pitts too hard. Rebound Anna. Bust out the other way. Myers driving layup. Got it. Down to two. Here is Botkins, which has seen an 8-point lead dribble to a basket in a matter of a minute. 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. 42-40 Botkins. Topps got the ball outside the arc, straight away to Flyman. On a weave to Steinke. Steinke gives it up to Dosick. Shot fake. Hits a cutter in the lane. It's Steinke all by himself. Here comes Wenning out of nowhere. Fouls him. Saves a two-pointer. Anna lost Steinke, recovered in time to prevent the easy basket. Two free throws, Steinke. 42-40 Botkins. 3:51 to go here in the game. Steinke's left-handed free throw is swished. Pitts is left-handed. Steinke is left-handed. Is there a third on this Botkins team that's left? I think there is somewhere. I'll find him sooner or later.
For him.
Both foul shots, but James Steinke are dead center right on. 44-40 Botkins. Here's Anna. Shot fake by Shappy at the foul line. Gives it up on the arc to Wenning. Step back three. Short. It's loose. Top of the circle. Dug out by Steinke. Bounce pass to Pitts. Driving layup by Eli Pitts. Is rolling off. Could have been contact and a foul. No whistle. Long throw to Ferroz. He guns a three. It sprays off the rim. Loose ball rebound to Plyman to Botkins with 3:16 to go. Botkins up four. Here's a dribble drive to Dosick down the lane. Crowded near the basket, overshoots it. Botkins bench wanted a foul. Good no call. Here comes Anna winning on the arc to Ferroz in the corner. 3 minutes left. Botkins still by four. Here is Shappy on the arc. Into the right corner. It goes on the play to Myers. He weaves around two players and missed the driving layup. Botkins has got the board. 2:45 to go, stuck at 44-40. Botkins. Dosick gives it up straight away to Steinke and head coach Phil Groves in his fourth year as the mentor of the boys program, and Botkins gets a timeout. 2:37 left. Anna trails Botkins before on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters. and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883 and ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
The final 2.5 minutes. Botkins with the ball in half court, leading before 44-40. Three team fouls on Anna, one on Botkins. Oh, what a steal! Chappie takes it away, top of the circle, sprints the other direction for an easy two-pointer. Botkins 44, Anna 42. What a theft by Chappie. Alert play by him. He picked it off, head of the key, went the other 60 feet unmolested. And Botkins gets another timeout. 2 minutes, 3 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Anna down two to Botkins, just like the JV game. This is a thriller on scorersbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, scorersbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in LA, California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scorersbroadcast.com, this can see 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Well, we are down to 2:03 left here in the fourth, and I guess my prediction of 52 points for the winner, and it still has a good chance. I was too off in predicting 55 for the winner in the Rushi Botkins game. Rushi scored 57. Dosik's got the ball 30 feet away for Botkins. Gives it up to Stanky. Botkins ahead, but two. Now here's Plyman. Three team fouls on Anna, one on Botkins. Little pick and roll. Plyman to Dosik. Oh, what a play. Dosik on the finish. Plyman the assist. Here comes Anna down four. Quickly on the hurry up, it's Myers into the paint area. Two, three black shirts around him. They tie him up. Arrow enables Anna to keep the ball. 1:39 to go in the fourth. 46-42 Botkins. Baseline right of the rim for Rose. Lobbing into the lane right in front. Great play. Winning at his apex. Catches and drops it home. Time out, Anna. 46-44. Botkins up two. Big basket for Rose to winning. A minute 35 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Final 95 seconds. Botkins nurses a two-point lead, 46-44. It will be inbounded down to our left by the Trojans. I see Spencer Cardonier, head coach Rushi, in the doorway to my right at the Botkins end of the floor. Trojans to midcourt. Bounce pass ahead to Stanky. Thrown to him from Dosik. Stanky still in the dribble. Enters the lane around Wenning. Good defense by Wenning. Shot is heavy. No good. Rebound Anna. Three-pointer can give Anna the lead. Two-pointer will tie. A minute 9 to go in the fourth. Anna possession. 46-44 Botkins. Deep in the right corner, it is Evan Myers. Dribble drive. He is under the backboard, near the rim. Lays it up on the iron. It hangs. Falls to the ground. And Anna player gets the ball right in his midsection, clutches it, and gets a timeout. It was Chappie of Anna.
Yeah, he traveled, but Coach Barhorst called a timeout before the travel happened.
A minute to go, fourth quarter, two-point lead, Botkins, Anna ball. When we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
JV game went to Anna, overtime thriller. Will this game go OT as well? Oh, it's got a chance. Botkins leads Anna by two, 46-44. With 5 minutes to go in this game, Botkins led by eight, 42-34. So in the last 4 minutes, the Anna Rockets have outscored Botkins 10-2. Ball lobbed into Wenning. Wenning right back to Myers. Alert play by Botkins. Intercepted. Stolen by Dosick of Botkins. Oh, what an alert play by him.
Great defensive play.
46 seconds to go. Will that defensive play prove to be the winner for Botkins, which works clock in the lead by two? 37 seconds to go. And being trapped far side of the floor is Dosick for Botkins. Phil Groves is aware. He gets a timeout. 36.8 remaining. 46, Botkins 44. Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Well, coaches Cordonier and Francis of Rushi are here. They're watching down to a right. Rushi idle tonight. Fort Loramie is at Fairlawn, Houston at Jackson Center. Botkins here at Anna. Great game. Final 35 seconds. Botkins with the ball, leading by two. Three fouls on Anna in the quarter, and there's a grab at midcourt as Feroz put the clamps on Dosick. It's not a shooting foul yet. Next one will be. 28.9 to go, and when the foul occurs, Chuck, it's a two-shotter.
Yes.
Ball inbounded to Pitts. Pitts starts a drive, has the clamps put on him by Adelman. On the arc, left side of the floor, and to the line goes Pitts, shooting two. Head coach Nate Barhorst of Anna trying to stretch this game out as early as possible inside the last half minute. Fouled quickly right there. And the sophomore, Eli Pitts, calmly drains the free throw. Botkins 47, Anna 44, 27.2 to go in the fourth quarter. Holzkamp out for Botkins, which has Top in, Steinke in, Kleiman, and of course Dosick. Second free throw, too hard. Long rebound, comes out to Anna's Myers. Myers dribbles up to midcourt. It is knocked away out of bounds off Dosick with 19.6 to go.
And Botkins has three fouls that they can give to stop the clock and make them throw the ball back inbounds.
Only one foul committed by Botkins here in the fourth. They can give up three. Here is Ann at midcourt inbounding. It goes backcourt to Holman. Top on him. And it's a hooking foul from behind by Top. 16.7 left. Foul number two on Botkins, which can give up a couple more. You just don't want to do it in the act of shooting. Three-point game, 47-44, as Pitts made one of two free throws for Botkins at the end of Botkins' last possession. 16.7 left. Anna down three. Ball inbounded to Myers. Collision occurs as good position was held by Holzkamp. The throw was a bit errant. The Anna player jumped in front, fell out of bounds. Botkin's ball.
Awful lot of contact for no foul there.
It was a weird situation. I think the best call was a no call. The Anna receiver was out of position. The Botkin's defender was in a little better spot to intercept the pass. And we've got a full timeout on the floor taken. It will be Botkin's ball on the left side of the timeline in back court at about the top of the circle. And I looked away, and the scoreboard clock was down to, what, about 12 or 13? I'm not sure.
Yeah, right in that area.
47-44, the clock is counting down the length of the timeout right now. So it's not sitting on the number of seconds left to go here in the fourth. 47-44, Botkin's in the lead, but three over Anna. It has been a mighty tussle defensively. Some good three-point shooting by both teams.
Yeah, it's been a good game. I mean, defensively, both teams have been outstanding. And Botkin's have made just enough plays to have that three-point lead.
And both head coaches can be pleased, Chuck, with the fact that their benches perform very well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And each team has subbed freely, and not lost a bit out on the floor. 47-44, Botkin's by three. Trojans enter it in backcourt. It's Noah Top looking. He wants Dosik. Dosik has it. 75 feet from the rim. Foul committed by Feroz with 14.2 to go. Dosik to the line. Couple free throws here. Anna over the limit. No more 1-1. Two shots. Dosik can stretch the lead to five. He dips the knees. And he rimmed the foul shot.
Oh,
no good.
That's who you want at the free throw line if you're Botkin's.
Yep.
That's a tough miss.
Botkin's at 42 points with 5:25 to go in the game. It was a 42-34 lead for Botkin's at that point. And a little over 5 minutes later, it's 47-44 Botkin's. Anna's outscored Botkin's in the last 5 minutes plus, 10-3. Here is the free throw by Dosik. It's too hard off the back iron. Long rebound to Plyman in the left corner. And Chappie bear hugs him and fouls him. Loose ball rebound. Botkin's got it. That's the break of the game. It bounded into the corner. Plyman chased after it. He tucked it under his arm. And Colton Plyman, after two misses by Dosik, is at the stripe for Botkin's. With 10.8 to go, Botkin's up the three. Free throw by Plyman. Oh, a lot of rim, and in! He will take it. Big smile on the face of Colton Plyman. 48-44, Botkin's. One dribble, two dribbles. Plyman aims and hits another one. The lead for Botkin's is five. Pass in backcourt, broken up, knocked out of bounds by Pitts of Botkin's. He's played a stellar game. Eli Pitts, the sophomore, has looked good. 9.6 left. Anna needs a quick three. And then a timeout and a steal up the floor of Myers. Myers twisting around, top of the circle. He fumbled the basketball. Botkin's scarfs it up and wins the game. 49-44 Botkin's in a 5-point victory over Anna here tonight. The Rockets' second game of the year, second in the SCAL, having beaten Houston in Anna's opener. Botkin's now 5-1. Botkin's on the road, defeats Anna. 49-44, second straight year Botkin's has won here on the Rockets court. We'll return to wrap it up in a few minutes. Botkin's by five over Anna HuntScoresBroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at HeightCamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at HeightCamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Well, the Botkins Trojans were stuck on 42 there for a while in the final few minutes of this game, but had an 8-point lead with 5-plus to go in the fourth quarter. Anna fought back, outscored Botkins 8-2. Botkins, though, with free throws late, wins it by 5, 49-44. Anna had possessions to make it a different story, simply could not convert. Defense was the story of this game, a number of charges. There were loose balls, three incidents when players had to be doctored for a scratch here or there. There was blood on the skin tonight on three occasions. But defense won out. I thought Colin Dosick made a great pass, a great defensive play, both coming in the final three or four minutes of this game. That spelled the difference. He was clearly a star. He stood out. Winning was outstanding for Anna. Fine all-around game won by the Botkins Trojans here on Anna's floor.
Yeah, outstanding game. And with Botkins, I thought I gave Colton Plyman, one of the two, I gave Botkins the Clancy's player of the game. His hustle play into that corner to get the ball and get fouled and made two free throws that Dosick missed in front of that, that was key. That sealed the win. And the other one I'm going to go with is Eli Pitts, and I could go with Dosick all day long, but he gets a lot of awards.
Yeah, I'm not going to cut much slack here for Anna, other than the fact that it was game two.
Absolutely.
Offensively, the Rockets were not executing as well as they would like. And because of that, I think Botkins, performing in game six, had an edge. And when it was all said and done, Botkins performed just a little better offensively, just enough to pull out the 5-point win.
Well, they were like a step ahead on going after the loose balls, and that just comes with time on the court.
And give the Trojans credit. We had a 21-21 tie. And looking back, Anna might have had a brief lead in the first half of the first period, but Botkins led 98-99% of this game and deserved it in the end.
They did. Yeah, on the other side, Brady Winning, 14 points. He had a terrific game. Nobody else in double figures for the Rockets.
Wow. Only 93 points scored in this defensive tussle here tonight. Highlight those stars of the game once again, Chuck.
Eli Pitts and Colton Plyman for the Trojans. And on the other side, Brady Winning for the Rockets.
This segment brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you. Or should I say a career? A rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Jack with Chuck back here on scoresbroadcast.com. Sydney, a victor over Fairborn tonight down in Skyhawk Country in Greene County, 48-46. Way to go. Coach Wildermuth wins by a deuce on the road in the new Fairborn Arena, Skyhawk Arena. Great place in which to play basketball and volleyball both. You were there for tournament volleyball, right?
I was, and I'll tell you what, I absolutely loved it. It's a mini Northmont with better vantage points.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I like it.
Excellent game here tonight, won by Botkins. 5-point triumph, 49-44 over Anna. These two teams, Chuck, with the season's end, will be very, very good. They're pretty good right now. Both teams will be high quality. Season's end, each team with a bench, 5 good starters, a defense excellent, each team possessing enough height to be very challenging defensively on the inside. Each club can shoot the 3. No reason why winning can't be a consistent 15-point score or better for Hannah. We know Dosik already is for Botkins. Right. Each club well-rounded. There's depth. Both teams well-coached. Good future ahead this year for both Anna and Botkins boys programs.
I'm looking forward to the Botkins-Rushi rematch in Botkins. I think you said it was in February, right?
Botkins plays Rushi Friday night, February 7th at the Trojans Gym. Botkins' next game is Friday home against Jackson Center. Second time around in round number 2. We'll cover that game for you at Jackson Center. When Botkins and Jackson Center play again this Friday night, we are going to cover Anna and Fort Loramie. But Botkins' next game is Friday night at home against Jackson Center. Botkins comes right back on Saturday against Parkway. Meanwhile, the Anna Rockets have some games to make up, that is for sure. Anna's on the road at Fort Loramie on Friday, home with New Bremen on December 21st. Anna squeezes in a game December 23rd, 2 days before Christmas, against New Knoxville. Comes back 2 days after Christmas with Fairlawn, 3 days after Christmas with Minster, 5 days after Christmas with Marion Local.
That's a tough little stretch there, but you know what? They can blame their football team for being that good.
Yep. Yeah. Botkins now 5-1, Anna 1-1 on the year. Botkins' record improves to 3-1 in the SCAL. Anna 1-1 in the league, having played 2 games of the season, both in the conference against Botkins and Houston. Our next broadcast, Thursday night, Chuck will be joined by Bryant Billing at Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie girls versus Anna. Fort Loramie coming off a big win over Minster, pulling away from the Lady Wildcats on Saturday, 52-28. on Friday night. Anna Fort Laramie again, only on the boys' side from the Fort Laramie gym on Friday night. Airtime both nights about 6:40, 6:40 p.m. with our pregame. Don't guarantee you a 7:15 varsity start because tonight we had a JV overtime, and we were early to mid first quarter at 8 p.m. For the varsity game. But on the air 6:40 both nights, Thursday and Friday. Fort Laramie girls in action against Versailles on Saturday afternoon. On the air at 12:40, tip around 1:15 or 1:20. And that's our look ahead, Chuck.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to see the Fort Laramie girls play again. They are outstanding. And, Brenda, we outscored Minster by a point. Isn't that true? 29-28?
I think she did have 29 points. Yep.
So there you go.
Stay healthy, Avery.
Yeah.
Stay healthy, Avery. Great game here tonight at Anna. Won by Botkins. Boys tilt was a dandy 5-point victory for the Trojans. Thanks so much to our online listeners tonight here on Scores Broadcast. Thanks to all of you so much. We'll be back with you again on Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday afternoon. For Chuck McBee alongside Jack Kramer saying good night from Anna. Final tally once more, Botkins 49, Anna Boys 44.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Brish's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Brish's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Laramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Laramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.